and I want to make sure people know about you.
Awesome. Yeah, we're a newer business. We just hit our year mark. We do rentals and we kind of do events and consignment on event items.
So before we get into it, maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself, about you. Are you from Fremont?
No, originally I'm from Omaha.
Okay. All right.
Here, my husband's family was from here.
And so do you live here now? Or are you still?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And as far as the business goes, how did you come up with this? You just decided to?
It was a hobby on the side while I was working a full-time job, and it just kind of became more, and it grew and grew. And so we're lucky and, you know, very fortunate to be able to continue with this path and dream. So
what I remember is you started with just like stockpiling items, thinking, hey, you know, someone might want to use this for their wedding or event.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, eventually you're like, okay, I need to find another space.
Yeah, what do you do with all this stuff, you know? And so we came up with this idea to offer items, event items, at a reasonable price for all those price points to make it affordable. It's already inflated market, so this helps out so that girls can come in, families can come in, and be able to get those items at a decent price and be able to have that dream event.
Okay, yeah. So is your store full?
Yes.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet you. So you don't just do weddings. You do probably any kind of an event, right?
Yeah, baby showers, retirement parties. So we do anything from linens to catering equipment. And we do custom pieces. So we have our archways to signage and a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's from the tabletop to, you know, the who's wearing what, and all the decor. They've got everything that you can think of.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So maybe talk about some of those events that you've done over the last year or so.
Last year, we've done some really great events. We just ended one in Columbus. It was we did a lot of the linens for them. So we went in, they had about 60 tables total. So we were able to, you know, furbish that for them, and it turned out beautiful, really amazing. And
60 tables is a lot of people, because I'm going, okay, 60 times 6 would be 360, 8 is 480. Yeah. So,
a lot of people.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Big under event. 500 people. So really great wedding. We also have one coming up in August. So that one's going to be out in Arlington. It's also right under 500. So beautiful. They're getting married and they just want to be able to make it affordable and look that extravagant look, but at affordable price.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can do you can pretty much do everything for their event, right?
Pretty much, yeah. We've done anything except for the catering. We kind of hire out for that and bartenders, but we do tabletops to linens, chair rentals, archways, custom pieces like the signage that they would want customized for their event. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes it, it's so easy when you can do that and just meet with somebody and say, here's what we're looking for.
Right, right. And the way that she has her store set up, I mean, you can see the process. Like, you know, so
okay.
She has a tabletop set up. Hey, here's what we can do here. I think your husband has made some things.
Yeah, he on the side, he works for me, but full-time.
Full-time, works for me, and me.
Yeah.
Full-time, he works for Christensen Lumber. And then so he comes in, he builds some beautiful pieces, archways. He does a lot of the signage. We've done tabletops where he does them for our barrels. So people rent that out for a lot of the country weddings.
Mm-hmm.
He can do about any custom build that you'd want, you know, which is really neat. And it's fantastic to be able to see his work come to life, you know.
How far out do people plan?
Typically, it could go from a year down to the day of. I've had people
oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Saturday, we're going to be doing something.
It's just a little affair.
But 300 people.
Yeah, about 300. No big deal.
We typically, you know, they come in and last minute stuff, like they just need bouquets or they forgot items. So it's really nice and convenient that we're on South Broad next to some of those other key points like the Opera House and the City Auditorium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a perfect location.
So, yeah, Black Tie White Satin, also a great business. So
definitely,
we're all in that kind of area, so it helps out people kind of know the direction of town where they can locate, you know, all their event needs.
Yeah, and yeah, we're talking with Amanda Graves of La Vida Lee's Event Rental, and we'll get in more into it here in just a little bit. We had her pick out some music, so you're a Fleetwood Mac fan?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Love
well,
it.
We're going to landslide here. We'll be back. It's 8:38 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. More to come here. Our first State Bank guest DJ. 8:41 on this warm Friday. We're going to see a high near 97 this afternoon. So good pool weather for sure. Maybe a pool party would be definitely needed. As we're talking with Amanda Graves of La Vida Lee's Event Rental, Jessica Fickbaum along with us from First State Bank. And are you doing any pool parties?
Not currently. We're always up for the challenge.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I might have to give you a call. I get plenty of grandkids in the water every day, almost. So
pool party every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
We got a baseball pool party coming up next week.
Really?
So, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. So, that sounds fantastic.
It is fun.
Yeah.
But events are what you do. So a little bit of everything. What's the oddest request you've had?
Oddest request would probably be 20 minutes before we had a mother and daughter come in and they needed bouquets for their wedding.
That happened in 20 minutes.
Okay. From there.
So yep. You actually had flowers at your facility that you were able to do that?
Yeah. So we have prearranged bouquets and that way anybody could come in and just pick and buy. Otherwise, we custom make them. And so they needed bouquets and we're in the perfect location to kind of help.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. Yeah, that is. That works out great. What are your hours, just in case somebody out there listening says, you know what, I'm going to stop by there and check it out.
You know what? I have a wedding in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We're closed Sundays and Mondays, but typically we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. So, yeah. All right.
And then we're always on call. So for those events, going and picking up items to dropping stuff off and so it just, you know, kind of helps out where we can.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find more couples doing it themselves now?
Yeah, since COVID, we've seen a high, you know, volume of people going that direction and kind of for their budgets as well. So this way it allows them to kind of hit those price points where they can find items that are affordable and that meet their satisfaction for taste.
Yeah, yeah. What's the what would you say would be the average size? Are most people around 200? Are they more 400? Is it in between that?
Kind of just depends on the time of year, really. I mean, we see a lot of bigger weddings in the summer, spring, you know, starting out. Winter, you start getting into October. That's a huge month. So typically you're going to see the higher numbers there. It just could depend on month. November, December, you're going to be a little bit lower. People are going to do smaller weddings, colder weather. They're going to go more for those tropical events, you know, and destination. So.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has like their hot spot. What would be your expertise area? Are you the color person? Or are you the person that can lay out an event really well?
I kind of look at it and I see the way they kind of envision it. We sit down, we talk, you know, over a couple hours, a couple weeks of them coming in, discussing how they want to do their event, what they want into it, the details, the colors. And then we kind of put it together a 2D to a 5D version of it on our computer, and that way we can actually lay it all out.
Oh, nice.
We can put the tables to the linens and kind of customize it that way for them.
I'm pretty sure you probably are pretty good at, even when it comes to food, you might want to go with this person because they make this really well.
Yeah, we've actually, we found those by using those, you know, people ourselves in events.
Yeah.
You grow kind of a business where you tend to go with reputation and who is reliable, who's a great price. And so we can help people with that by finding those DJs, finding those venues, and make it easier on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe talk a little bit about your, obviously it takes money to do this. You have to have a good bank behind you to kind of make sure everything happens. And when you came to that point where you're like, oh, okay, we got to go talk to a bank.
We ended up doing a lot of it on our own on the side, and then I ended up going through First Aid, and so a lot of it we've built through the years, and so it just took time and saving and, you know, kind of doing those events to build up to where we wanted to be.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I imagine Jessica made some suggestions yes. on how to make that all happen.
Yeah, very great. You know, she's kind of pointed me in the direction of things, you know, business-wise on how I should go about it, you know, being a first-time business owner. And, you know, that's a huge aspect in my life that I want to continue and, mm-hmm. and grow. And so that's been very great. And having a relationship with First Aid and Jessica, you know, that's been amazing.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. We'll come back and talk a little bit more. You picked out a little Pink Floyd. Is this for your husband or?
This was actually a family member who passed. This was their one of their favorite songs, and so it's just very special.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah,
love it.
Play a little Pink Floyd. Come back and talk more with Amanda Graves of La Vida Lee's Event Rental right here in Fremont. 8:46. Fremont's Morning Mix, it's 8:51 here as we continue First State Bank Guest DJ Morning as Jessica Fickbaum here with special guest Amanda Graves of La Vida Lee's Rental, Event Rental, and located right here on Broad Street in Fremont. What's the address again?
517 North Broad Street.
Okay, 517 North Broad, which would be close to Black Tie and White Satin, right?
Yes, yeah?
Closer to the Opera House.
Though, yeah.
Closer right? to the Opera House,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so people can stop in. You said 10 to 6, is it weekdays, but not Mondays?
Sundays and Mondays were closed, and then Tuesday through Saturday were open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and can people see some examples if they go to your Facebook page?
Yeah, certainly. We have a lot of our pictures up from events to rentals on the site, and so that way they can kind of look and see ideas and get inspiration.
So if I have something in 20 minutes, would you be able to help me today?
I'm just asking. We'll take a look.
For a friend.
see what you need
for a friend.
Yeah. So I imagine your weekends, you'll probably look at your calendar and you're pretty darn full, aren't you?
Yeah. We book out, obviously, you know, we do events on our weekends. And so it takes a lot of planning, and we're able to sit there and kind of spread it out on the calendar throughout the year with some of these bigger events. And then every day we're in the store doing our rentals and linen cleaning and alterations.
So best way for people to reach you is you, do you prefer people walking in or just giving you a call and saying, hey, I'm going to come in tomorrow? And
yeah, in person's great. Or, you know, we have Messenger, so they can directly message our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
They can contact us at 402-620-8353, and they can sit there and be able to, you know, kind of discuss what they want for rentals and linens to any needs that they might have.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Bank-wise, Jessica?
Yeah.
Things going on?
Well, we are hiring. I think we have a couple positions available. So if you're interested in being in the financial industry and you're a people person and you enjoy helping people out, then this is definitely something you'd want to check out. You can please go to our website, fsbtfremont.bank, we have openings listed on there. You can actually click on the link. So, yeah. And I think we're just busy with everything else that's happening.
I know.
Happening in this town, you know, with John C. Fremont Day is now wrapped up. You know, there it just seems to be endless on all the activities that are happening.
Obviously, First State Bank seniors and juniors baseball is into districts. They start today, and then let's see, we have you have locations now in Arlington and Blair.
We
too.
Do, yes, absolutely. Which I love that we've brought on Arlington and Blair. We have great staff over there, and it's been fun kind of meshing and figuring it all out. So that's been great, too. Yep.
Yeah. Check that out, First State Bank. Thank you. Next week, it's going to be Washington County Fair we're talking about. And you're very involved with the local fairs,
yes.
too.
So. Yes.
Going to have plenty to talk about.